Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome in, everybody. DNVR Rapids podcast here. It is our 2024 Colorado Rapids season preview. Mitchell Carroll here alongside downtown Dwayne Brown. Super Cow or Cowboy Super Yaya.
Let's go.
It's a tough one to remember, but I'm getting it. We're going to start off our season preview. We're going to do it by position. First up, defenders and keepers. Let's start in net. Obvious, big story here. Rapids go out and add Zach Steffen on a free transfer. Well, on what is essentially a free transfer from Manchester City. They hold over Marco Ilić and give Academy Wonder Kid Adam Beaudry a first team contract. Out is mainstay in the lineup over the last few years, William Yarbrough. Guys, what should we expect out of this from Zach Steffen? Yeah, let's start with you.
Zach Steffen is a name that's a very well-known name. I think we're all very excited for what he can bring to the team. It's a lot of leadership. It's something that we feel the team is going to be missing with a lot of leaders leaving the squad in Rubio, Jack, and including Yarby. So that's one aspect I'm not worried about with Zach. I'm fully confident that he's going to be a great leader for the young guys like Beaudry and Jones and all these guys on the back line. But it does come to a little bit like he hasn't had regular playing time in a while. He wasn't the greatest last year. I'm still very excited. I still think he can come in and be one of the best goalkeepers in the MLS. It's just we do have to have a little bit of caution, I think, with a lot of these new additions. And I think Zach is one that just doesn't escape that narrative. We have to be cautious of what he can bring to the team. We got to be aware that he is coming off an injury. It's not a huge one. He's fine. It's not a
pretty routine procedure.
Exactly. But you never know. Those things can sometimes linger and I think it's good to have a little bit of let's step back, realize those guys need to squad and some things might change, but it's still something to be very excited for going into the next year.
When you look at his stats, his last full season before the surgery, one goal less per 90 allowed than Ilić. I believe he's at 1.17. Ilić at 2.15 per 90, which is a completely unsustainable if you expect to win in the MLS. Is there any sort of competition there, Dwayne?
No. There's not.
Clear
question
precise. Love it.
Question answered, baby.
And so I've been doing some reading on Steffen and even into Ilić as well. And you guys know I'm not a big metrics guy. I'm not a big stats guy. But I've been reading into a metric called post shot XG goals. Basically, that is the number of goals conceded subtracted from the number of goals expected to be conceded. Without getting into all of those numbers, the short of it all is that over the last many years, over the career, Steffen has been okay. Certainly, his name is overhyped. There's more hype coming in than how good he's performing on this metric. Ilić, very bad, looking at the past few years. So I think bringing Steffen in is it's not going to be probably at the level of hype that he came in. I am super pumped that we have him raising of the floor at goalkeeper for the Rapids.
And I think we have to keep in mind, Zach Steffen was, you know, he was goalkeeper of the year with Columbus, right? And then he makes the big leap to Manchester City, knowing full well going into that he isn't the starter. He's going to be their rotation guy. He's going to play, you know, FA Cup games, Carabao Cup games, the occasional midweek rest if there's a big weekend game, something like that, right? Where he's, and then, you know, he's not living up to full expectations behind Ederson. They loan him out to Middlesbrough. The championship is a grind. They play a ton of games.
Yep.
It's physical. It's, you're playing in just the worst weather. It's, you know, cold and rainy. And, you know, when you're getting inconsistent time, you're dealing with a knee. I think a change of scenery, coming back to America, coming back to a team that specifically has targeted him and bring him in. I expect him to get back to that conversation of goalkeeper of the year. Do I think the stats will say he's the best keeper in the league? Probably not, right? But you look at an improved defense in front of him. You look at how this team wants to play, and I think he can put himself into that with consistency.
Well, and the other thing, this is a not stat, right, is that Stefan's coming in to get minutes.
Correct.
And he wants minutes because he wants back on the national team.
Correct.
And there is just an instant drive right there, you know, and that's the level of fire that takes him to potentially being what we expect him to be, which is somewhere mid-level in the league, to something better, because he's going to have that, I need to get on the national team dog in him, you know, and that's what we want. That'd be great.
And also part of it with Zach, it's also really nice just having going from Yarby, which is a guy that super reliable, and just going to another reliable guy.
Right.
It's just kind of a plug and play, and you're just like, the other guy that's motivated, it's about 10 years younger than Yarby, and it's going to be ready to go. And that's mm-hmm. one thing that I think we kind of overlook at times about Zach, that it's, we're just getting a ready-made starter, and we don't get that very often in the MLS, and it's nice to get that in a goalkeeper position, and you don't have to go out there looking for one again.
Right, dead center of his prime. Right, this is when you can expect the best soccer to be played. Seems so calm, collected, nice guy. He's gonna fit in with the team immediately.
He's gonna be great. With
he's the already, fans. You know, he's already doing podcast appearances on Men in Blazers and playing TikTok games with us. He's gonna fit in culturally. I think he understands the assignment. He knows, you know, how poor the defense and the goalkeeping was last season. And you know, I don't think he's shying away from that. Like you said, this is an opportunity for him to get himself back into being the starting men's national team keeper. Looking at the backup, obviously Illich will be penciled in
as
the backup. But Adam Beaudry, you know, he's played with the under 17 World Cup team in Argentina. He's played, you know, he's when you look at him among the national American goalkeepers, especially around his age range, he's as high as it gets, right? He's right up there with anybody. So can we expect him to take that backup role and kind of see what his long-term prospects look like this season? Or is it still a wait and see, get used to being with regular MLS starters and training, and maybe next year we'll look at what you can do?
I think it's a little half and half, honestly. I think you do have high expectations, but we, again, same thing. We can't crown a kid too young.
Right.
You can't give him the reins. I know I had that super hot take about him taking over Zach's role at the end of the year, and that's nothing against Zach. It was just a hot take because sure. I really like Adam and I like what he brings. He's young, he's still growing, as we've seen, like compared to last year to what he is now, he looks way taller. Like
taller, physically, bigger, stronger, yeah.
He just looks way different. I think it's fair to give him this year, see what's going on, see if he can adjust to the higher levels. But it's also a guy that's been playing at the highest level in his age group for a long time. He started the most World Cup games, I think, mm-hmm. but at the U17 level. And it's just something that it's good to have Zach teaching him the ropes, teaching him somebody that went through almost the exact same path, made the huge move to Man City and had all these expectations on him. It's good to have a guy in front of him that can teach him how to handle expectations, handle the spotlight. And at the end of the day, I think Beaudry won't even take off till he's like 19. And he's only like, what, 17 right now?
Yeah, maybe turning
18. So I think this is a very good year for Beaudry to just learn. Mm-hmm. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he comes in and just takes the world by the cojones and just runs with it.
Let's move up to that back line. Probable starters, Captain Keegan Rosenberry, Moise Bombido, Andres Maxu, newcomer / returnee. I guess it's hard to call him a newcomer. We've seen a lot of him. Sammy mm-hmm. Vines is back. When you're looking behind outside backs, you got Seb Anderson, who featured a lot towards the end of last season, homegrown kid. You have Jaxson Travis. You have Alex Gersbach, who basically was injured for all of last year. When you look at center backs behind Bombi and Maxu, you got the returner and fan favorite, Lalas Abubakar. You have Michael Edwards, Chacon. And then is Abubakar Keita going to be around, right? And maybe let's start there in the center of that line. You know Maxu's going to be penciled in starter day one, team leader, big addition last offseason. Next to him is a bit up for grabs, I would say, right? You have Lalas Abubakar, who has started alongside him in preseason. You have Bombido, who really broke into the team and broke in with the Canadian national team last season. We'll start with you, Dwayne. What do you expect from that center back rotation there?
It's hard to say, but I'm leaning Bombido to be the starter, though I think that it's very realistic to see like a pretty even rotation between Lalas and Bombi.
I think that makes sense.
I really, when I look at it, I don't see Bombi being the starter the whole season. I don't see Lalas being the starter the whole season. Last year, Lalas rotated out quite a bit, and I think we could see the same between those two kind of sharing the load, which, you know, when you're looking at a long season with Leagues Cup and everything else, which hopefully we go further in, that's a good thing, you know, keep everybody rested.
Yeah, what do you think about those center backs?
So to me, when I look at it, I disagree a little bit. I think Bombi is the for sure starter. Okay. And that comes from just talking to people in the organization. Sure. It comes to the higher up. They see him as a super high potential kid. And I think he's proven that he can handle the MLS level. Mm-hmm. Sure. He's proven that can be out there. And not just that, you have guys like Maxu and Keegan raving about his work ethic, raving how good he is and how impressed they are every time at the training facilities.
Oh, yeah.
Bombi is just one of those guys. I said it on the pod. I think he can take the Austin Trusty role where they sell him to Arsenal. He gets loaned out and finds a place somewhere in Europe.
Sure.
He has that kind of level of talent. Bombi, to me, is going to be great. The thing with the Abubakar, now you have a reliable backup. You have somebody that is making a lot of money, $700K for the MLS. That's quite a bit. But it is the final year of his contract. You want to see that if Bombido can take that role, and you're going to give him every opportunity because you don't want to spend that money next year because that could go to either Bombi, another place. Sure. You can fill up more holes as the year goes on. So I think Abubakar is going to be a rotation piece, but I see him more as a kind of super sub, come in the last 20 minutes and give it your all. Just sure. Play with your head on fire and see what you can do.
You know, I don't think you have to worry so much about who gets paid what when you have guys like Bombi, Edwards, Keita. None of them make very much money. Mm-hmm. So it's okay that if it's just Maxu and Wallace, it's okay because you have to look at a positional group. How much are you investing in center backs total?
Yep.
And, you know, do you want your backup being paid that much and not playing, you know, 2,000 minutes? It's not ideal when it comes to building a roster. But at the end of the day, if you have a cheap, young, cost-controlled draft pick like Bombido in there, I think you have to be okay with it.
Especially with a GA contract. That's not going to take up any money, basically.
Right.
So, again, it's not that it's not the money-wise, but it's also you got to look at the future a little bit. And I think Bombido's going to be a key part to what the Rapids are trying to build going forward.
So look at the outside backs. Keegan Rosenberry gets the captain banned this year.
You mean Mr. Rapid?
Mr. Rapid himself. Rock solid on the right. Very curious to see how he's implemented in this Chris Armas system. Obviously loves to get up there, send crosses in, kind of be available to both the midfielders and the attackers as a safe outlet to keep the offense going, sort of a little mini reset. On the other side, Sam Vines. You know, we could be talking about the best left back in the MLS with Sam Vines. Obviously replacing Andrew Gutman, who found a lot of success towards the end of last season, especially linking up with the forwards between Calvin Harris, Rafa Navarro. He was able to really find some lanes there. Dwayne, how happy are you right now going into the season with the outside backs?
Well, I mean, Vines is a story, right?
Right.
Like, he's the story of this whole back line, much in the way that Maxu was last year. You know, we're familiar with his game. Right. So we know his game. We know what it's like to watch him play. Knowing that he's very talented at distribution. He's left-footed, you know, which is a Puig thing, but obviously at left back, very much needed. He's super speedy, not afraid to go one-on-one, and is usually pretty successful in one-on-one. So, you know, I think where Gutman, short-term fan favorite, because he contributed to a very anemic goal-scoring squad, now we have a guy who is faster than Gutman and is better getting back and playing defense
right.
when things start to break down than Gutman was. So, I mean, it's he is an immediate, I know I've said it twice now, he immediately raises the floor
sure.
At that position. Our left back, as much as we were happy with Gutman last year, has gotten better with
right.
Sammy Vines coming in just at face value. Soon as he signed the contract, we were better at left back.
Guys, let's get into our one big question. All three of us have one big question for each position group. Yaya, we will start with you. Your one big question for defense and goalkeeping.
My biggest question for all of this is going to be, can Bombito take that next step and solidify himself as a starter? Because if he does, you're in great position. Even though you have guys like Nate Jones and Lalo's behind him, you need Bombi to take that step, become that defender that we all expect him to be, and become one of the faces of the franchise, in my opinion. He needs to take that Keegan Sam role where, like, you're just a guy that you get penciled in every time, every week, and you're going to take that step. I'm all for that, and I think he will, but that's the biggest thing I'm going to be looking out for in that defensive back line.
Yeah, I mean, it really, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I don't have too much to add to there, but if you hit on a guy like Moise Bombito, right, as mm-hmm. a club, looking, you know, global view, you know, it's all profit. If you can turn him into a $10 million player, send him overseas, you know, a guy that can play both sides of the center back line, can even play outside back if you need him to, can play a six, has all the skill in the world, can run as fast and as long as anybody on the team. Is that a guy that maybe an English championship team is looking for?
Exactly.
French League One team is looking for. Can you send him over there, make a ton of money, and restock going forward? Now, this season, all you can hope for is production, right? Dwayne, your one big question.
How good does Stefan need to be this year? You know, when we look at it, we're guessing probably again middle of the league. And is that going to be more than enough?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be, because the difference between this year and last year might be simply that we are scoring goals.
Right.
If the Colorado Rapids are scoring goals, Stefan doesn't have to stand on his head. He doesn't have to be the best goalkeeper in the world. We're not going to be reliant on clean sheets every game, those 0-0 ties.
Right.
If we let in a goal, fine. As long as we score two, that's a W. So sure. I don't think, you know, if we're scoring goals, which I believe we will be scoring more goals this year, I don't think there will be as much pressure back in goal. So, you know, it just comes down to that and how much Stefan needs to put on his shoulders to make sure that we're getting wins this year.
Right. Okay, my one big question. We know who the first guy off the bench is across that back line, right? Seb Anderson is going to come in and be that extra outside back. Wallace and or Bombi, whoever you want to say, is going to take that third center back spot clear. But who comes after that? Right? A lot of question marks now that guys like Beta are gone, Danny Wilson are gone. Who can step into that? Because it's a lot of unknowns. Alex Gerstbach, who was injured all of last year, is he going to get the first chance as a guy that they brought in? Is Jackson Travis ready? Right? Is Nate Jones, the draft pick, the guy who's played in the USL, is he ready to come in and be physical enough to survive in the MLS? Is Michael Edwards ready? He's gotten a lot of, you know, he's played in different USL teams. He's gotten
Germany. He's gotten Wolfsburg. Like,
he's gotten some Open Cup minutes. Is he ready? Right. And so the biggest question to me is, can you survive an injury? Right. Can your rotation go one deeper and still hold on for a month if there's a gnarly hamstring injury or
there's
something like that?
There's going to be call ups too.
Exactly.
Bombito's getting called up.
Right. And so can
Sam,
you survive?
Probably Sam too.
Yeah. So can you survive? And is Nate Jones ready to be that guy? Is it Michael Edwards? Is it Gerstbach? Is it Jackson Travis, who has gotten a lot of minutes in camp with, you know, with some of the bigger names on the team?
He's also had a great year last year for R2. So
right.
That's something that I know the Rapids are very emphasizing a lot, promoting guys that had a good year and trying to reward some of those kids.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this positional group. Tune in to our next video where we break down the midfield. See you then.